it's not a bad life when every interviewer feels like a kid again when they talk to you.
Well, that's a pleasant thing for me. Thank you.
That's not a bad way to have to do interviews, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm here, too, so you can talk to me. Yeah, don't talk to a turkey. Talk to me, a decent grouch. Oscar, go away.
I had the opportunity to watch the documentary. I have to tell you, I found it fascinating on so many levels. Is it strange? Because I would assume whenever you're watching your work, you're really watching yourself inside of some other character inside the costume. This is you exposed. I mean, it's you. You know, you look at the screen and it's like, it's not Big Bird, it's not Grouch, it's you.
Yeah, well, you know, when you comb your hair in the morning or whatever, and you look, you see your face straight on, it's not the same as seeing yourself from every angle. And I haven't seen, you know, we've taken a lot of home videos and stuff, but it's still kind of fun to see it, see me in different moods.
You would call your career a life well lived?
Yes, I think so. Particularly since the best thing that ever happened to me is sitting right next to me. I met her on set, and one glance at her, I was madly in love.
What's already struck me that's different about you is in the stories that you're sharing and telling me, you don't talk about yourself as much as the other celebrities do. Do you see yourself as a celebrity? Do you understand how big you are in terms of the history of our entertainment industry?
Yeah, well, I have to be aware of that because I can see the way people act when they talk to me. And they say very flattering things. Michael Bublé said, working with Oscar, he did a Christmas special 2 Christmases ago, and he said that of all the people he's gotten a chance to sing and work with, it was most exciting for him was to work with Oscar. And I thought, that's funny, he's just a rag of a puppet.
Are you wistful at all? I mean, do you have any sense that, because the fame sometimes, you know, is the you know, you're in the shadow of this incredible character that you have created. Wistful sometimes that it's Big Bird first, Carol Spinney second, or no?
Well, I guess so. In that I'm just so unknown, and this movie might change that a little, which might be not bad. But I definitely feel that the star is Bird and Oscar, but they're both at the end of my arm, so they're not really too far away from me.
One of the more poignant moments, there were many poignant moments in the documentary, I did not know about the space shuttle story. Can you share that with me?
Yeah, sure. I got a letter one day handed to me right while I was on set. Because it said to Carol Spinney, you know, her Sesame Street, and it had a beautiful emblem on it from NASA. And I opened it up, and it was from the 5 astronauts who were the major people of the space shuttle for that year. And would I be interested in going up in the space shuttle? Because the children of America weren't very excited over the space shuttle, whereas you compare what you see in Star Wars, and, you know, Han Solo and these things that could go through the space warp and all. So they're so much more excited. They thought that if Big Bird were up there, that the children would watch space shuttle a great deal more. I won't go into it totally because that'll save a little bit for the interest of the movie.
Did it change your life at all when you realized what had happened and that it could have been you?
We stopped taping and we watched the takeoff. On our monitors, they switched over from our usual scenes of Sesame as we were doing them, through the space shuttle and its takeoff. And it was incredibly moving to see it and then seeing the results.
You know, for celebrities, signing autographs is probably the big to-do when they're out in a group and, you know, people run up to get, you know, to do that. For you, I would imagine the signature is your voice. So have you ever gone through a day where someone hasn't asked you to be Big Bird or Oscar the Grouch in voice?
Well, at times when I'm not near the job, and we don't tape year-round. So I have gone weeks without even thinking, gee, I'm Big Bird.
It's going to change dramatically with the movie, for sure. But as soon as somebody knows who you are, I would imagine they want to hear the voices.
Well, that's what really, it's kind of humorous, too. Like, I'll tell somebody, say, what do you do? I said, well, I play Big Bird on Sesame Street. And they don't believe me. And it's quite funny because so I'll even do the voice. I or sing "At Kadetsky Jekyll and Menacher Stewart." Try saying that without practice, you know. And they still have not. They said, "You mean you really do play them?" I said, "No, I'm just some old fool who likes to claim them to somebody else."
Around the house, do you occasionally just sort of do it, and your wife say, "Oh, shut up already with that"?
No, she's not that way.
He does do it around the house, but I don't tell him to shut up.
It's 110 feet from one end of the house to the other, but it's not a straight walk. So I come in, I go loudly,
"La, la, la, la."
That way I can hear her react and know where I can walk to, because I'm trying to find her as soon as I go in. Oscar is a different story. Yeah, I kind of speak out of the corner of my throat. "That's not possible, is it?" I don't know. That's the way I describe it.
It must be a lot of laughter in the house, which is a beautiful thing.
There is, yeah.
The best part about being Big Bird and Oscar, but yeah, I suppose most people, you know, the legacy, as famous as Oscar is, yeah, Big Bird is the signature character, I would think.
I know how much children love the characters.
And the worst part?
The worst part was reality, that you get the phone call, and this woman said, "I'm Ann Kenny, June Henson's personal secretary. And last night he died at 1:30. I said, "What?" I mean, I couldn't believe it. He's 53, most vibrant, vital man I've ever met. But actually being the characters, it's really kind of funny once in a while. I usually look for a magazine to read in the plane to kill some time. I saw a Life magazine special, and it had all about television, and it had on the cover a picture of Lucille Ball and of Big Bird. So to the woman who was taking the money for the magazines, I pointed to the bird. I say, "That's me. I play him on television." And she said, "Well, I wouldn't tell people about it."
Before I let you go, I just want to come back to the movie for a second. I know you mentioned earlier that it'd be nice for people to actually get to meet you, even if it's through the screening, so to speak. But they'll get to see you. What else would you want people to come away with from the film?
Well, I one of the thoughts I've had about it is that Deborah and I are genuinely very happy with each other, and that whether or not we'd be an example that if you've got something great in your marriage, don't let it fade. And because a good marriage is wonderful for the whole family.
At the end of the day, like any great movie, it's really a love story.
Yeah, I think it is.
You can take the rest of the day off, as far as I'm concerned, and just enjoy it.
Okay, I think we pretty well have. thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, you know it's 10-10 wins, so if you're a New Yorker, I hope you know what 10-10 wins is. So let me ask you this.
We listen to it all the time.
So let me ask you, Big Bird, on Sesame Street, when you need to hear the news, what are you listening to?
Well, if I have 20 minutes, I know that you're going to give me the world. Hey, that sounds a little commercial.
Don't worry, I won't use it for a promo. You're safe and sound.
They wouldn't like me to.
No, I bet they wouldn't. Thank you for taking the time. Debbie, it was a pleasure to meet you in the background. I love that. Both of you, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a rotten day.
Yeah, you too.